Today's shir is a Masechta Ksuvos on Daf Tezvav. We will begin with the Mishnah at the bottom of Yud Daled Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yossi, said Rabbi Yossi, Maisa, there was a story b'tanoikis with a young girl, sheyorda l'malis mayim min ha'ayin, that she went down to get water from the ayin. Rashi says it's the mayon, a spring. And as we'll see in the Gemara, this story took place in Rabbi Yose's city. He lived in Sipori. Venansa, and there at the spring, she was violated. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, said Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he paskined as to the question whether she would be mutter to marry into Kehuna, because perhaps a pusel had relations with her. The halacha was imroiv anshei ha'ir masin lekohuna. If most of the people in this city would be able to marry off their daughters or their widows, would be mutter lekohuna, as Rashi explains, because they themselves were ksherim, and their bia would not pusel their almanos, or would not passel their daughters l'kohana, if that's what the rov of the city is, harezu, so this young girl is permitted, tinasi l'kohana, she is permitted to marry into kohana. Begins the Gemara, Amalei Ravil, Rav Nachman, said Rav to Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri domer keman, according to whom does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri shita go? Does he hold like Rabbi Gamliel, or does he hold like Rabbi Yeshua concerning the Mishnah that we had before? On Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the bottom Mishnah, Ra'u Medaber Simechad, Va'amru La Ma Tivoy Shel Ish Zeh, and she responded, Ish Ploini V'Kayinhu. We had a machloikis there between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer on one side, versus Rabbi Yeshua on the other side, that Rabbi Gamliel said that she is Neman, to say with a tainus bori, that she had relations with a kosher, and Rabbi Yeshua disagreed and said that she is not believed. So according to whom does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri agree with? Iku Rabbi Gamliel. If he holds like Rabbi Gamliel over there, so why does he say that she's only mutter l'kohuna? If there's a roiv ksherin, afilu b'roiv psula nami machsher, Rabbi Gamliel says that even there's a roiv pasul against her, but if she has a tainus bori, she's believed, as Rashi explains, because Rav Gamliel holds that hamid ishal chaskasa, since the woman herself has a cheskas kashrus, therefore she's permitted to a kayin, even though there's a roiv in the city that are pasul. So l'chayra Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri could not hold like Rav Gamliel. Ik Rabbi Yeshua, and if on the other hand he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, a filib roiv ksherim nami pasul, Rabbi Yeshua pasuls even if there is a roiv ksherim. A roiv ksherim wouldn't help, so he l'chari doesn't hold like Rabbi Yeshua either. So who does he hold like? The Rishonim asked the question, maybe in fact Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Yossi, who are Tanoim, represent a third shita, that it's mutter b'roiv ksherim, and if it's roiv psulim, then she's not believed. Why can't that be? And the Rishonim give two terutzim. The Ritva and the Rima Gash answer that since the Gemara here, the Mishnah quotes a Maisa, and as we have the phrase many times in Shas, Maisa, Listor, a Maisa is always to support what was said before. It's not a story to go against what was said before. So this Maisa would indicate that it is supporting what was said before. That's the Gemara's question. Who is it supporting? It's neither supporting Rabbi Gamliel's viewpoint, nor is it supporting Rabbi Yeshua's viewpoint. The Rajban and the Muki Yosef give a different teretz, that if, in fact, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yochanan represented a third opinion, then the Tana before on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph should have quoted not only Rav Gamliel and Rav Eliezer, and also Rav Yeshua, the Tana should have quoted as well Rav Yossi and Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, and since we didn't, the Tana did not quote them, that would indicate that Rav Yochanan ben Nuri and Rav Yossi hold like either Rav Gamliel or Rav Yeshua. That's the Gemara's question, like whom do they hold? Tosis here, the bottom Tosis, the Ramaskal Keman, asks a question. How could the Gemara say that according to Rav Gamliel it's kosher even by Roif Psulin? That's only when there's a tainus bori, on behalf of the woman, and she has a migui. In the case of Ra'u Medabera, she has a migui, she could say, Loi Nivalti. Then we believe her with a Tainus Bori, with a migui. Because she says, L'koshin Nivalti, she could have said she wasn't boiled at all. But here, where the Mishnah says Nensa, that means we know that she was violated, so she doesn't have that migui. So there, Rabbi Yochanan would not say it's mutter even by Rav Psulim. And Tosfos answers four lines from the bottom of the Amud, V'yesh Leimer, that the Gemara assumed that even though the case in the Mishnah was one of Nensa, but Hua Din the Halacha would have been even if we didn't know that it was Nensa. And yet you're saying that you require Rav Ksherim, that's the Gemara's Kasha, L'chayrit should be Mutter, Quantum Gamliel, even by Rav Psulin. And now the Gemara answers, Amar Lei. So Rav Nachman answered to Rava, Hachi Amar Rav Yudah Marav. This is what Rav Yudah Marav said, as we turn to Daf Tezvav Amar Aleph, B'kronoi shel tzipari hayamaisa. This story took place, as Rashi says, kronoi, which means the wagons, it's referring to the Yom HaShuk, that there were groups that were coming from out of Tzipari to Tzipari. And what the Gemara is trying to say, here there's not only one Roiv of the Roiv Ksherim that were in the city, but in fact there were Roiv Ksherim, there were from Yidden that were coming from the other communities around Tzipari, they were coming into Tzipari. So there was a second Roiv, the Roiv of the Sia. There, as we're going to see in the Gemara, there was a roiv of the group that was coming from out of town that was also kosher. The male, you have two roivs. And we have here a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, what exactly the Gemara's teretz is. The bottom line on Daf Yudalad Amud Beis in Rashi, he says, La'olam kerab Yeshua. The Gemara's answer is that really Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Yossi hold like Rabbi Yeshua. When does Rabbi Yeshua say that she is not believed? That's only if she has one roiv. But if, in fact, there are two roivs, as we have in our case here, in Kronoi Shel Tzipori, then Rabbi Yeshua would also be Moida. Tosfos says no. Tosfos says the Gemara is trying to answer that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Yossi held like Rabbi Gamliel. But when did Rabbi Gamliel say his din that it's Naman even by Rav Psulim? That's only with a Tainus Bori. And although the Gemara doesn't speak this out, which is a little difficult in Tosfos' pshat, but Tosfos says that's what the Gemara means, that here it's a Tainus Shema. And when it's a Tainus Shema, there Rabbi Gamliel holds that you need two Ravs. So according to Tosfos, when it is a Tainus Bori, that she was nivellus with a kosher, then it's believed even if it's roif psulim against her taina. And if it's a taina shema, she's not sure, then what we require to make her kosher lakuna, according to Rabbi Gamliel, is two roifs. However, Rashi would disagree with this, and Rashi would hold that ein echanami by taina's bori, even roif psulim, it's kosher. If it's Taina Shema, all you need is one Roiv, according to Rashi, and therefore it's not going like Rabbi Gamliel. And therefore, who's it going like Rabbi Yeshua? According to Rabbi Yeshua, and Chaname, you need two Roivs. Continues the Gemara, Ukra Ravami, Dom Ravami, Vuhu, our Mishnah is speaking, Shehoisa Siya Shobnei Adam, Cher, Maverash Lisham, that not only was there a Roiv, one roiv in the city itself, but there was a roiv ksherim from the group that were coming to visit the city to do business on the Yom HaShuk. Ud kid Rabbi Yanai, and as Rabbi Yanai said, Am Rabbi Yanai, nevelis b'kronis ksher l'kohana. Our Mishnah is speaking about that if she was nevelis, the Gemara's Havimina was on a wagon, she is kosher l'kohana. And the Gemara right away asks, what does that mean? B'kronis al-kadatak, the fact that she was nivel on a wagon, that makes her kosher l'kuna. Does it make a difference where she was nivel? Ella, the Gemara says, there's a different pshat in the words of Rav Yanai. Nivel as bishas kronis ksher l'kuna. That if she was nivel at the time of kronis, where now we have not only one rov of the rov ksherim in the city, but we have the rov ksherim of the group that's coming from out of the city. You have two rovs, then Rashi, according to his pshat in Rabbi Yeshua, Tosfos, according to his pshat by Taina Shema in Rabbi Gamliel, by two roivs, she is nemenes. Aval pirish echad mitzipari. But if we would know that it's one of the people who lives in Tzipori who separated himself and Ubal, and he had relations with this Tinoikis, then the halacha would be avlat shtuki, that since there's only one roiv, because we're not going to add the roiv from the group coming from out of the city, because we know it's from someone in the city of Tzipari, so we're only dealing with one roiv, so then the halacha would be that the vlad would be a shtuki, the vlad would be considered posel lekuna, and who would then the mother would be considered posel lekuna with only one roiv. Just as Rav Dimi said in the name of Ziri, in the name of Rav Chanina. Va'amrilo, and some say, as Rashi explains, that Rav Dimi was not the one who said this over, but rather Omar Ziri, Omar Rav Chanina. It was Ziri himself who said it in the name of Rav Chanina. Holchanacha roi va'ir. And he makes here a very enigmatic statement, which the Gemara right away will question, that we go after the roiv of the city to be machshir the woman lekohuna. We don't go after the roiv that's coming from out of the city. And the Gemara says, klape laya. What direction are you going to with this logic? It's absurd. It's contrary to logic. Why? Because you're telling me that the roiv ha'ir is good and the roiv siya is not good. Just the opposite. Hani naidi, the people who are coming from out of town, they are moving. They're not kavua. And then there's a halacha that we go after roiv. So there you're telling me it's not good. But the roiv of the city, vahani kvi v'kaimi, they're not coming from out of town. The case is happening in town, in the makam kvius. And we know, as Rashi brings down, the Gemara is going to say further, that Rav Zeira says a halacha that kol kavua kemachza machza dami. So that's worse when you're in the place, if the suffix takes place in the makoim of where the man and the woman are, it's not separated from anywhere else. It's not the man coming from out of town. So there's more reason not to go after Rov. And you are saying just the opposite, that if it's Rov Siya where it's Naida, you don't go after Rov. And if it's Kviya in the city, then you do go after Rov. What's the pshat? Ella the Gemara says a different pshat. What Rav Ze'iri was saying in the name of Chanina is holchanach roiv ha'ir. You know when you go after the roiv of the city. V'hu deka roiv siya ba'da. He meant if you have both, you have the roiv siya, the group from out of town, and the roiv chairman in the city. You have two roivs. So then we go buster the two roivs, and the woman is believed. If she is considered kosher lekohana, but ain holchanach roiv ha'ir greatest. But after roiv of the city alone, let's say you would only have a roiv sherem in the city, but the roiv that are coming from out of town are not kosher, or you would know that it's a person in the city, so you only have one roiv. You don't go after one roiv, and also v'loyach roiv siya greatest. You don't go after a roiv from the group alone. And as Rashi explains, this is what Ze'iri was saying the name of Rabbi Chanina. Ein holchanach roiv siya alone, and kavachomer that you don't go after roiv of the city alone. Because roiv siya is naidi, and there's more logic to say go after roiv, and yet you don't go after one roiv. Kavachomer, you don't go after the roiv in the city, because the city is kavua, and by kavua we have a din kol kavua kemachzal machzadami. It's like 50-50, and therefore you don't go after roiv. And now the Gemara wants to know, in fact, my taima, I can understand the city because the city's kavua, but why don't you go after roiv siya, which is coming from out of town, so it's naidi, it's moving, and over there is no swar of kavua kemachzal machzah. There's a bona fide roiv. Why don't you go after that roiv? The answer is gzeira roiv siya atu roiv ha'ir, that if you would permit the roiv siya, one roiv, we would come to permit the roiv ha'ir, and the roiv ha'ir is kavua, and therefore we were geyser that one roiv doesn't work, even the roiv siya from out of town. Frayed the Gemara, 1 second, who tells you that the roiv ha'ir is kavua? The roiv ha'ir nami, either ka'azli inhu legabo, if he goes to her. If the man went to the woman, so called the parsh meruba parsh, he's also separating himself from the roif. That's a case of naidi, it's moving. The suffix takes place when he goes away from the majority of men in the city to the woman. That even in the city, that would be a case of roiv, which is parish. So why do you tell me that I'm goyzer roiv si ato roiv a'ir, because roiv a'ir is no good? Who says that roiv a'ir is always kavua? If the man goes to her, then it's also naidi, it's moving, and it's not kavua, and you should go after roiv. The Gemara answers, leitzricha deka'azla ihi legabayu. It must be that since there are times when she goes to the men, and at that time they are kavua, and there we would say kol kavua kamachsa machsadami, we would not go after roiv. So since the city has cases of kavua, therefore we never use a roiv from the city. Even if the man goes to her, we say that since it's possible the woman would go to them, to the men, and that would be kavu, and you would not go bust a roiv, so any roiv from the city is no good. And once any roiv from the city is no good, who then any roiv, even roiv C is no good if it's only one roiv. However, when it's two roivs, then there's no reason to make exera, and that's what our mission is saying. It's two roivs, and that's why she would be mutter to kohanim. Let's conclude the Gemara's teretz. Lo tzricha deka'azla ihi legabayu. Dehavale kavua. It is kavua, and therefore no roiv from the city is good because of these cases where the woman goes to the men, and therefore also roiv si alone is no good. It's only when you have the two roivs together that it's kosher. Continues the Gemara. V'yom Rav Zeira kol kavua kemachsa machsa dami. We have a rule that kavua is v'am Rav Zeira kol kavua kemachsa machsa dami. That's still a completion of the Gemara's teretz. If she goes to them, it's kavua, and on that Rav Zeira said kol kavua kemachsa machsa dami. Now the Gemara asks Akashu, me being in Trey Rube, what are you telling me pshat in our mission is? That you require two roivs? We find that one roiv is sufficient. Vatanya, we learned in a brisa. Teishach HaNu Yusuf, there were nine butcher stores. Kulon Moichman Basar Shchuta. They were all selling kosher meat. Va'achas Mecheres Basar Nevela. And one was selling Basar Nevela. And the Achroinim speak out that even if the roiv supply in the meat was Nevela, which was coming from that one large supermarket, but if in fact there were nine small shops, which in total volume were not selling as much as the one big supermarket of Nevela, but since there are more places that sell Basar Shchuta, that's considered a roiv, and therefore if v'lokach me'achas mehen, if he took from one of them, v'yenu yedei me'ezim en lokach, he doesn't know from which place did he take. Did he get this meat from the supermarket of Treif? Or did he get it from the nine small butcher shops of kosher? So that's the suffix. It was noilat in the place of the kviyas, where he bought it. So there it's kemachza machzadami, and sveikoy oser, it is prohibited to eat that meat. Ubenimtza, but what happens if he finds a piece of meat in this street, in this city, and we don't have any way of recognizing that it is kosher? So heilech achar roiv. There we can go after the roiv. Roiv, since it's 90, it was pirish. It's separated from the source of the suffix, and now it's in the street. So there we can go after roiv. So, but meanwhile, what do we learn from this Gemara? That one roiv is enough. What are you telling me in our mission? You need two roivs. Here we see one roiv is enough. V'chi tema, and if you're going to answer, v'she'en dalsus medina nu'lois, that the doors to this place are not closed. And therefore, the kasi le'rubim mi'alma, there is in fact a roiv coming from the world, as Rashi explains. You have now two roivs. You have roiv a'ir and roiv a'medina, because there is a group of butchers coming in from the outskirts of the city, which again will be supplying kosher meat. So I have roiv butcher shops in the city. I have roiv of the butchers that are coming with meat from out of the city. So again I have two roivs. No, Amar Rav Zera, Af Pishtas Medina Nulais. The halacha that you go about Sarayv is even if the doors of this area are locked and no one is coming from the outside with any meat from the outside. So we only have one Rav, and yet we see it's enough. So how could you say in our mission that you require two Ravs? The Gemara answers, our mission is different. It's not a case of Isra Heter of meat, but rather it's a question of Yuchsin. Mal also be Yuchsin. When it comes to the Shaila, is this woman Mutter Lukun or not? We made a Mal in Yuchsin and we say that the woman needs two roivs in order to be permitted to marry into kohana. Gufa, we have learned before, Amar Rav Zeira, kol kavua kimachsa almachsa dami, bein lekula bein lechomer. And this halach is whether by making it that it's a 50-50 suffix, I treat the, a suffix that comes in the place of kvias as if it's 50-50, I do that bein lekula bein lechomer, whether a kula comes out from this or whether a chumra comes out from this. Minol the Reb Zeira, how does Reb Zeira know that we say kavua kemechza mechzadami bein lekula bein lechomra ilay mematisha chanu yois? If you want to say it from the case that we mentioned before, where you have nine butcher shops kula markus bas shchuda, they're all selling kosher meat v'achz bas nevela, and one is selling treif meat v'lokach meachz man, and he took from one of them any day, and he doesn't know meiz man lokach from which one he took. That means suffic, he cannot eat the meat. Ubinimtsa, but he finds it in the street. So if you want to bring me that case of kavua, hasam lechumra, I want to bring a riot that you go even lekula by kavua. Ella, I'll bring you a different case. You want to say from a toisefta, as Rashi brings down in Masechta Taharis, a question of tumah v'tahara, metisha tzvardeim. There were nine frogs. And v'sheretzach b'neim, and there was a tzov, which Rashi says is similar looking to a tzvardeya, but that tzov is a sheretz. So that if you touch a tzvardeya, it's not metame the person, and if you touch a sheretz, the tzov, it is metame. So there was one sheretz between the tzvardeim. V'nogav echman, and the man touched one of these creatures. V'ein yodei, and he doesn't know b'ezim enogav which one he touched. So the Tosefta says, Sveikoi Tomei, that means Suffolk, he's Tomei. Why? Because even though we have nine Tzvardim of Tor, but since the man went to the place where the Tzvardim and the Sheretz are, so he went to the place of Kvias. The Suffolk is in the place of Kvias, so we consider it as if there are five Shrutzim here and five Tzvardim. That's the din of Kol Kavua Kemachza Machza Dami. It's like 50-50. And we say the man is Tomei. So Asam Nami Lechomer, that's also a case of Lechomer, and we're still looking for Kavua Lekula. Ella says the Gemara, Mitisha Shrotzim. It's a case where you have a Roiv, you have nine Tzovim, you have nine of the Shrotzim. Vitzvardeya Echabinim, there was only one Svardeya. Vinogav Echabim, he touched one of them. Vainiyodeya doesn't know Bezim and Nogav which one he touched. So the halacha is, Bershus HaYochid, Sveikoi Tomei. If the Suffolk happened in Rishus HaYachid, we know Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaYachid, we learn out from Saita is Tameh. Rishus HaRabim, but if the Suffolk happened in Rishus HaRabim, Sveikoi Tor, there, the Suffolk is Tor, because Suffolk Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tor. And now you really have a Roiv Shrotzim. So why do you say it's Tor? The answer is, because since it's in the place of Kvias, Kol Kavua Kamachzal Machza Dami, and where is this 50-50 suffix through Kvua? We say it's 50-50, where is the suffix now taking place? In the Rishus HaRabim, and suffix to Rishus HaRabim is Tor. So here's an example of Kavua Lekula. So we have answered our original question, how do you know Kavua bein lechumra bein lekula? And now suddenly the Gemara asks the question, umedaraisa minolon, how do you know the din of kavua midaraisa? And the Shita Mekabetz is asked, it's very strange the order of the Gemara here. The Gemara really should have asked this question right when it quoted Rav Zeira, Amr Gufa, Amr Rav Zeira, Kol Kavua Kamatza Matza Dami, Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra. The Gemara should have said, Midaraisa Minolan, how do you know it? And the Gemara is now going to bring a Pasuk, and from that Pasuk, in fact, we're going to see Kavua, we say it Lekula as well. So that should have been the normal state of the Gemara. The Gemara didn't do that. The Gemara, for some reason, first established that you say kavua bein lekula bein lechumra, and then suddenly now in the middle the Gemara wakes up and says, how do you know this dimmit arisa? But at the end of this inyan, perhaps we will have our own original concept of how to answer this question of the Shita Mekabetzes. Continues the Gemara, how do you know Kavuma the Rice? Amr Cross says the Pasuk. Va'arav loy v'kam alav, then when it comes to being chayiv for hariga, for murdering someone, the person has to arav loy, he has to ambush him, v'kam alav, he has to rise up against the other Jew. So Reb Shimon learns, we have a machlokes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanim, Masechta Sanhedrin, Reb Shimon says that this pasuk teaches us you're only chayiv, achi yischavon loy, you have to have kavana to murder the other Jew. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan who disagree, and they hold, that neschaven laharigazeh v'harigazeh, not like Reb Shimon says is potter, but the Rabbanon hold chayiv. So the Rabbanon, what do they do with the pasuk of arav loy? Amri debei Rabbi Yane, said the base of Medrash of Rabbi Yane, prat lezorik evan legav, they will be memaye that if somebody throws a rock with the intention to kill someone in a group, that he will be potter. Even though the Rabbanon hold neschaven laharigazeh v'harigazeh is chayiv, but when you throw it into a group, that is potter learnt out from the pasuk of arav loy v'kamalov. Hey, dami frey the Gemara, what is this case which the Rabbanon say is nesmayed from the pasuk of arav loy v'kamalov? If he's throwing a rock into a group which has nine kohanim and one yisrael between them, and you tell me he's potter in that case because it's not considered that he had kavana to kill a Jew. What do I need a special miyut of a arav loy v'kamalov? Typically, the rubik nanim nenu. It's pashut that he's not chai for murder because we cannot say he had intention to kill a Jew since nine of them were knanim. We have to say he had intention to kill a goy. And as Rashi says, in the third line, wide line at the bottom, Lomeli Kroh. So what do I need a pasuk for this? Enami, you're going to tell me, Palgo Palgo. The group consists of five Jews and five Knanim. So again, what do you need a pasuk, a special pasuk to Mamayat? We would never kill such a person if he killed a Jew and he threw it into a group of 10, five Knanim, five Yisrael, suffering the Fash L'Hakal, as Rashi brings down in the fourth wide line at the bottom. The pasuk says, Vitzilo Eda. There's a Chiv on Bezdin to save somebody from the death penalty. Here, where it's 50-50 chance that he's going to kill a Jew or kill a goy, from the pasuk of Etzilo Edo, we would save his life based on the concept of suffik nefashis lahakal. We have a suffik whether he had a premeditated intention to kill a Jew here, because it's 50-50. So we would go lakula. What do you need a special meat for? Light shrika must be deika tishi Yisraelim v'knani ech b'neim. There's a group of nine Yisraelim and one Knani amongst them. So do we consider his act of throwing a rock into that group an act of murder? The Havale Knani Kavua. He is going to the group there. So this is a case of Kavua. V'chol Kavua k'machza machza dami. Every case of Kavua is like 50-50. So once I have, that's what the Torah is being megala to us from the miyut of or of loy v'kamalov, that you have to have kavana to kill a Jew. But if your whole kavana is to kill someone in a group where it is a kavua group, even though there's Roy Yisraelim and one Kanani, that makes it like 50-50. If it's 50-50, based on the din of Kavua, then it's again a suffix 50-50. A suffix 50-50. We have the tour of Itzilu Asa'ed, the suffix of Farsh L'Hakal. So the Pasuk V'ar of Loy establishes the din of Kavua, which makes it into 50-50. Now, Taisus, in the third last Taisus, Divri Amaskal Prat Lazar Gafin Lagav, asked Taisus Tema, the Reb Shimon Kavua Minole. How does Reb Shimon know the din of Kavua? It's the Rabbanan who are learning out the Pasuk, V'orav Lev Kamalov, to be Mayed, a case of Kavua. But Reb Shimon was using that Pasuk for Neschaven Lar Gazeh, V'har Gazeh, that it's Potter. He had intention by two people to kill Reuven, instead he killed Shimon, that he's Potter. How does Reb Shimon know the din of Kavua? So, if in my sefer Or HaOrois, in the section Or Halacha Simon Beis, I would like to suggest pshat in the Gemara to answer the Shita Mekbetz's question that we mentioned before. Why does the Gemara in the middle of the sugya say him in the Raisim in Nolon? And we will be able also to apply this to a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Ritzeh Shmiras Nefesh Perek Dal Alocha Aleph says Hamischav Laharik Hazeh Vaharik Hazeh is Potter Mimises Bezdim Min Atashlum and Agolas. The Rama Paskins like Reb Shimon that Hamischav Laharik Hazeh Vaharik Hazeh is Potter. And the Run asks on the Rambam if he holds like Reb Shimon that the pasuk of Arav Lo is used for Hamischav Laharik Hazeh Vaharik Hazeh is Potter, then how could the Rambam Paskin in Perek Ches of Hilchas Machos Asuras Halacha Yud Aleph that Kol Kavu Kemechz Al Machz Adami, and we hold Kavu as the Raisa, so Lecharet would be a steer in the Rambam. If you pass like Reb Shimon, then Lecharet you don't hold of Kavua. As Tosfos asks, how does Reb Shimon know the din of Kavua? Tosfos doesn't give a teretz. So perhaps we could say the following: that there is a famous Chakir of the Prima Godim, whether we say Chazaka by Kavu or not. And Reb Shimon Shkop and Reb Chaim Brisker have a Chakira in what is the Pshat called Kavua Kemechza Mechzadami, and based on that Chakira, the Achronim want to say that is the understanding of the Prima Gadim's question, whether Kavua helps, whether Chazaka helps by Kavua. Says Reb Chaim Brisker and Reb Shimon Shkop, what does it mean called Kavua Kemechza Mechzadami? One way to understand that is that there is a roiv here, but roiv doesn't work. We learn from the pasuk that roiv doesn't work by kavua. There's another way of understanding it, that there is no roiv here. Kol kavua kemechza mechza dami tells us that there is no roiv. B'metzias there is no roiv. The nafkemina between these two pshatim is whether chazaka will help. If the pshat is there is a roiv, but roiv is not mevarer this suffix, then we know the Gemara says in Chul and Daf Yud Aleph that Ruba v'Chazaka Ruba Adif. If Roiv doesn't work, then for sure Chazaka will not work. But if the Pshat is that there is in fact no Roiv here, so then what is it? A Safek HaShakel. But on a Safek HaShakel, a Chazaka could paskenize on a Safek. Roiv doesn't work because we say there is no Roiv. But if it's 50-50, a Chazaka could still work. So this is the explanation of the Prima Gadim's Chakira, whether Chazaka would work by Kavu or not. Now, the Prima Gadim himself brings a raya from our Gemara that Chazaka works by Kavua. How? He brings it from the Gemara's case, when the Gemara wanted to prove that we say Kavua Lekula. From where did the Gemara bring that? From Tisha Shratzen. And he touched one of them, he doesn't know which one. So we say, the Tosfos in Nazir on Daf Nun Zayin tells us that why is Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Tohar? Others learn because we learn it from Soita. Soita is a Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYochid, that's why it's Tame. But if it would be in Rishus HaRabim, we would learn out from Soita that in such a Safek Rishus HaRabim is Tor. However, Tosfos in Nazir says the reason why Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tor is because the person has a Chazaka, he has a Cheskes Kashrus, and therefore, Misafek, we don't make him Tame. That's why Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tor. So, says the Prima Gadim, here's a case of Kavua by the Tisha Shratzen. You're saying that the Kavua makes it into a Suffolk. Now it's a Suffolk to Rishus Rabbim is Tor. But why is it Tor? Only because of Chazaka. So this is a proof that Chazaka must work in a place of Kavua. So perhaps the Pshat in the Gemara I wanted to suggest is the following. The Gemara in the beginning held that you don't need a Pasuk. Because the Chassan Sofer tells us to answer Tosfos Kasha. How does Reb Shimon know Kavua? Reb Shimon knows Kavua because Reb Shimon holds it's a Svara Kavua. What's the Svara of Kavua? Says the Chassan Sofer, because the whole din of Roiv, that we go after Roiv, is a Chiddush. Normally we would say the halachas of the Torah are based on Vada. You have to know precisely what you're doing. To tell us that you don't have to know precisely 100% what you're doing, but Roiv Paskins as if it would be a vadai, that's a chiddush. So ein loch boi al chiddush. You only say this chiddush where it could be applied to the best way possible, which is when it's moving. But if the suffix takes place b'kavua, in the actual source of the suffix, there I wouldn't be mechadish the chiddush of roiv. There I would say that we don't go after a roiv in a case of kavua. So that's a swara. So to answer Tosfos Kasha, Tema the Reb Shimon kavua minole, there it says Reb Shimon held it's a swara. And the Gemara at the beginning also held it's a swara. That's why the Gemara didn't bring a pasuk. But then when the Gemara proved that kavua is lakula, and where did the Gemara prove that kavua is lakula? From the case of Tisha Tzvardim. And based on the Prima Gadim who brings the Tosfos Nazir, why is Suffolk Tumah B'Shus Rabban Tor in the case of Tisha Tzvardim? Because of a chazaka, the person has a cheskas that he's not Tomei, and therefore we don't make him Tomei B'Shus Rabban. So that shows the chazaka works by kavua. At that point, the Gemara asks, oh, wait a second, now you need a pasuk. Now it has to be exasa kasev. It's no longer a swara. Why? Because bishloima, if I would say that chazaka doesn't work, roiv doesn't work, chazaka doesn't work, so then the pshat is because roiv can't be mevarer. Roiv can't be mevarer by kavua. That's a swara, as we said before. Roiv is only mevarer where it's easiest to say roiv, which is when it's moving. But in the place, in the very makor of the kavius of the suffix, there it's harder to say roiv, and therefore logically I wouldn't say roiv. And if I don't say roiv, I don't say chazaka. So that could be a swara. But when you tell me to prove from Tisha Tzvardim, you're basing it because chazaka works by Safek Tumah B'Shus Rabban Tor because of the chazaka, that the person is Tor. If chazaka works and roiv doesn't work, it means that there is no roiv here. That the miyud is considered, the minority is considered as if it's 50-50. That's already not logical. That's not a swara. For that, you need a pasuk. So at that point, the Gemara asked, umid raisim and nolon. Now we can't say it's a swara anymore. Now we have to say that it's exeris akasav. And who will the exeris akasav be? That will be according to the Rabbanan. And Einachanami, Rab Shimon, who doesn't learn v'or of loy like the Rabbanan about kvua, Rab Shimon learns v'or of loy is going on the schavel argazeh v'argazeh, is potter. He, Einachanami, will hold that kavua is a swara. And he will hold the chazaka doesn't work by kavua, perhaps. But it'll, that gufa, what Chassan Sofer says, that we don't say a roiv by kavua is a swara, that itself will be the machlokes between Rab Shimon and the Chachamim. And therefore, the Rambam, please be ma'ayin in how this will answer the Rambam. We don't have time to answer the Rambam, but the Rambam could theoretically hold like Rav Shimon that Neschav al Hargazeh is potter, and yet he could hold that Kavua is a Svara and he doesn't need a Pasuk. Ayin Shom in Sefer Or HaOris Simon Beis. Continues the Gemara. Itmor. We have learned Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav, in the name of Rav, halacha Rabbi Yosi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, and the Gemara thought that the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi means in our Mishnah that you only need one roiv. V'Rav Chanan bar Rav Amar Rav Hirashoy, so that our Mishnah was a special mitigating circumstances why they permitted it. Must Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya asked the question. As Rashi explains, according to this Hava Minna that we're only speaking about one roiv. Well, Yuchsin loy be in a tray ruby by Yuchsin, you'd only need two roivs. But none, as we turn to Daf Tezvav Amid Beis, Matzah Batinig Mushlich, if they found in a city, as Rashi says, which had Yisraelim and Oivdi Kachavim living there, they found a Tinig Mushlich, an abandoned child. Im roiv, Oivdi Kachavim, Oivdi Kachavim. If most of the people in the city are Oivdi Kachavim, then this child is also considered an Oivdi Kachavim. Imroiv Yisrael, if most of the people in the city are Jewish, then the child's considered Jewish. Mechza, Mechza, if it's 50-50, then also the child's considered Yisrael. And the Gemara at the end of the Yomid will learn what halachas are nageya to each psak that we just gave. The Amar Rav and Rav said, Loishanu, when do we say that Imroiv Yisrael, the child's considered Yisrael, Elachi Yisai? That's only considering the chiyuv that Bezdin has to be mefarnes, as Rashi says from the pasuk, v'chai achicha imach. You have to take care of your brother. So legabe, taking care of him, giving him food, keeping him alive, we have to consider this child, this abandoned child, as a Yisrael. Avol yuchsin loy. But for Yuchsin, we cannot, for a kahuna to marry a tikkunah, we cannot, if she's a daughter, she's also a kohen. And even as Rashi says, we see she was taken care of, she wasn't totally abandoned, that there would be a shush, that perhaps she's a mamzeres, and the mother abandoned her. She's very beautifully taken care of. But she would be possible to marry a kohen, and because we consider her a goy for that. And even if she would be megayered, Rashi brings down that a giyaris is psula l'kohona. The only way liyuchsin she would be mutter is if you would have trei roiv, and here we only have one roiv, and therefore she is not able to marry into kohona. Ushmuel Amr and Shmuel said that what do we consider this child that Yisroel Gabi Wadlefa Keichel of Zagal to clear away the heap that fell on him on Shabbos, were Mechal Shabbos in order to save his life. So here is Rav Yirmiah's question. You're telling me in the name of Rabbi Yossi that Liyuchsin, one roiv is enough, and here we saw that Liyuchsin, one roiv is not enough, you need two roivs. The Gemara answers, Ishtamite, Rav Yirmiah overlooked Hod Amr of Yudam Arav, that which we learned at the top of Yudalad Amad Aleph in the name of Yudam Arav, that our mission is speaking about, Bekronah Shel Tzipari Havimaisa, that it was the market day where there were people coming in from out of town who were Ksherim, and in fact we have two Roivs. Now the Gemara asks, L'Rav Chanan Bar Rava, De Amar Hoi Rosho Hoi Sa Kasher Ha. But wait a second. Till now we thought that we were saying that Rabbi Yossi used one Roiv. And Rav Chanan bar Rava said, no, it's a Rosha, that one Roiv is good enough. Now you're telling me that actually the Mishnah is speaking about two Roivs. And on that, Rav Chanan bar Rava says that it was a Rosha, but what? But normally only one Roiv is enough? So that goes against the whole idea that you need two Roivs for Yuchsin. The Gemara answers, man de masni ha, lo masni ha. That, as Rashi explains, that if you hold it was a Rosh Hashanah, then we will not learn, like Rabbi Yudam Arav, that it's Kronos Shel Tzipori Havimaisa, that there was a second Roiv. In fact, he will learn there was only one Roiv in the Mishnah. And on that, Rav Chanan bar Rava said, if there was only one Roiv, I'm telling you, you know why one Roiv was mutter in the Mishnah? Because it was a Rosh Hashanah, there were mitigating factors why they permitted that case with one Roiv. But normally, Liyuchsin Einachanami, you need two Roivs. Gufa, we learned before, Matzabat Tinnik Mushlach, if they found a Tinnik that was abandoned, Im Roiv Oiv D'Chavim, Oiv D'Chavim, if most of the people in the city are Oiv D'Chavim, he has a Din of Oiv D'Chavim, Im Roiv Yisrael, then he has a Din of Yisrael, Machsa, Machsa has a Din of Yisrael, Omer Rav, Lo Yishan Elach Yoyse, that's only to keep him alive, Aval Yichsin, Lo, you need two Roivs, Ushmul, Omer Lefakei Echel, Ovis Agal, on Shabbos, you're allowed, if it's Roiv Yisrael, he's considered a Yisrael to take away the heap, Freg the Gemara, you're just telling me in the name of Shmuel that in order to save his life, to take away the heap at Bimachal Shabbos because of Pekuch Nefesh, it's only if it's a Roiv Yisrael. Umi Amr Shmuel Achiv, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Amr Rabbi Yud, Amr Shmuel, Ein Holchem Bepekuch Nefesh Achal Roiv, Fakert. Not only don't you need a Roiv Yisrael, but even if I would have a Roiv Goyim against him, meaning that we would assume he's a goy, because most of the people in the city are a goy, we still don't go by Pekuch Nefesh after Roiv, but we would save the child even on a mere chance that he's a Jew. So you're telling me in the name of Shmuel, you need a Roiv that he's a Jew. And in fact, we learned in the name of Shmuel that even if there's a mere chance that he's a Jew, we would be Mechal Shabbos for Pekuch Nefesh. So the Gemara says, Al ki itmer de Shmuel areisha itmer ein chanami. What Shmuel is saying is not unsafe, it's going under Reisha. Im Roiv Avikav Avikavim, it said in the Reisha, if most people in the city were Goyim, he has a din of a Goy. On that, Omar Shmuel, Ulefakech, Olavas Agal, Einoi Kain. If it's in order to save his life, then we don't go after Roiv Avikavim, even if there's a mere chance that he's a Jew, we would save his life, as the Tosfos Shana brings down here from the Re. That, how do you learn this from the Pasuk of V'chai Bohem V'loi Shiyomis Bem? And it's mashma that the pshat in the Pasuk is, says the Tosfos Shana in the name of the Rishul, Yavoi Lidei Misa B'Shominyan, L'kach Eish Lachish L'Miyot Yisrael. You have to worry even for a Miyot Yisrael, because V'chai Bohem obligates you to search for his life, even if there's only a mere chance that this is a Jewish life that you're saving. Now, others argue on Shmuel. Shmuel holds Ein Holchen pikuach nefesh achar roiv. There are those who hold that you do go after roiv by pikuach nefesh. And you would not save him if there was a mere chance. What is this machloikis tali in? So the crazy tells us the machloikis is tali in whether roiv is a din or a birur. If I say it's just a din, a way to be noyek to go after roiv, then ain't a chanami. If it's a roiv, goyim, and is only a mere chance that it's a Jew, we would not go with the din to go after roiv, because you're dealing with someone's life. There we have to worry about even a miut. However, if I hold that roiv is a birur, roiv is mevarer what the metzias is. There's no suffix anymore. Roiv is considered like a vadai, that this person is a goy, then ein echanami, you would go by pekuch nefesh after roiv, and if it was roiv goyim, you would not save the child if roiv was a birur. Continues the Gemara, im roiv oiv dikhov moiv khovim, this child has a din of a goy, if most people in the city are goy, im lamai hilchas, because as we just said, from Shmuel, legabi pekuach nefesh, we would not say he's a goy. So legabi what din do we say he's a goy? Amar apapa, lachila nevelas, that you can give him nevelas, be a dime, you can feed him nevelas, you can assume he's a goy. And Rashi says, kol shchein, that you wouldn't give him back an aveda, and kol shchein, that if our shore damaged his shore, that we would consider him like a goy, that we would not pay him any money in damages. So, Gabi, what halacha do we say that if it's roiv Jews, he has a din of Yisrael? Actually, aveda to give him back his aveda. And Rashi says there's two chiddushim here. One chiddush is that even though a Jew has already been zocheh in it, but if he says I'm the owner, we consider him a Jew. To even though usually we have a din ain halacha b'mamon acharoiv, here we would consider him a Jew to give him back the aveda. And the second chiddush is because there's an aveira to give back an aveda to a goy. We learn it out from the pasuk l'man svois haravitz atzmeya, that you shouldn't equate goyim with the chashivas of yidden. And the pasuk says on that, as Rashi quotes, lo yoyv Hashem sloichloi, Hashem doesn't forgive. And yet over here, if it's roiv Yisrael, I can consider him a Yisrael, and I don't have to be worried that I'm being over on that aveira of returning an aveda to a goy. Machza, machzi, Yisrael, ma'ilcha, so, legabi, what halacha do we say that it's a din of machza, machzi, as a din of a yid? Amarish lakish, lin is zakin. This concerns the halacha of the zakin. So first we have to know what the various dinim of a goyim and Jews are concerning the torts, nezakin. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, Shor Shal Yisrael Shenarich L'Shor Shal Kanani Potter, a Jewish ox that hit, damaged a goyish ox. If we know it is definitely a goyish ox, Potter to pay. V'Shor Shal Kanani Shenarich L'Shor Shal Yisrael Bein Tam Bein Mu'ud Misham Nezak Shalom. The opposite. If a goyish ox damaged our ox, whether it's a tam or a mu'ud, he has to pay complete damages. V'Yisrael Yisrael, if Yisrael damages another Yisrael's ox, so then we have a difference between tam and mu'ud. Tam Misham Chatzi Nezak, and a mu'ud pays Nezak Shalom. So now Rish Lakish says that the din of Machzal Machzi Yisrael is again the Zakim, and now the Gemara is going to try to figure out, Hechi Dami, what is the case where we will consider him a Jew? E name of the Nakhi Tur di Dun, Latur di Day, if our ox hit his ox, and we don't know if this abandoned child has a din of Yisrael or not, and he wants to say after we go after Roiv that he has a din of Yisrael, Le Mole, why don't we tell him, I see Raya di Yisrael at Ushkoel? So why can't we tell him, you prove 100% that you're Yisrael, and then you'll be able to extract money from us. Until you prove 100% that you're Yisrael, so you're not able to be Moitzi Momen based on the Roiv Yisrael. Ain't Halchav Momen Acha Roiv. Why can't he say that to him? Loitz Richa must be, Denakhe Tura Dedele Tura Dedan, that our ox hit his ox. So Palga Mishale, so a half, excuse me, the Nache Tur Didei, his ox, hit Latur Didan, our ox. Now, how much does he have to pay? So, Palga Misham, a half, he certainly has to pay. Because Memanavshach, if he's a goy, he has to pay, then he would even have to pay Nezek Shalom. If he's a yid, he's a tum, he has to at least pay half. So, the one half, he for sure has to pay. The Idich Palga, but the second half, Omar Lahu, he can say to us, I see Raya bring a proof, the Lavi Strolano, that I am not Jewish, that I'm a Goy. So on that we say that if It is machza al machza. It's a suffix, whether he's a goy or a Jew. We consider him misuffik a yid up till the point that we treat him misuffik a yid up to the point where we would bring a proof that he's not a yid. Then we would be able to extract the additional $100 from him. But until such time, he can say, I am considered a yid. You prove to me that I'm not a yid, then I'll pay it $100. Otherwise, I'm considered like a yid, and I only have to pay like a tum, a chotzi nezik, only half of the damages. Hadron Allah Besula Nisas. Hadron Allah Besula Nisas. Hadron Allah Besula Nisas.